Today, Keir Starmer QC, the Director of Public Prosecutions, will ask social media experts for their opinions on the limits to free speech. It comes after a growing number of cases on sites like Facebook and Twitter, where people have either accidentally landed themselves in hot water over comments they've made, or they've deliberately sent messages purely to be abusive.
Some of them are saying it for an effect, obviously. They're saying it to shock. Some of them really mean what they say. A lot of people just don't understand the implications of what they're going to say. They don't really understand that they can be seen very widely by people. A lot of people just think that they're talking to a circle of their friends and don't realise that social media can go worldwide and can be seen by anybody.
John Popham is a social media expert from Huddersfield. Over a coffee, he told me these kinds of stories will continue to pop up and we may just have to get used to it.
While I would always advocate people being prosecuted and punished for inflammatory, offensive, derogatory language and threats and all that sort of thing, I also think we're going to have to become a lot more acceptable of some of the things people say in the heat of the moment. We might not like it. Social media just means it's much more likely to hear that sort of stuff.
Well, yesterday, 20-year-old Azhar Ahmed from Ravensthorpe near Dewsbury was given 240 hours of community service after saying all soldiers should die and go to hell on his Facebook page.
You see, there's all these, these are just some notes I did from a speech I did a while ago. It's got all these different acts, Data Protection Act, Human Rights Act, Regulation.
Chris Allen is a lead solicitor.
If you say something that is deemed to be grossly offensive, then you fall foul of the Communications Act. As in this case, the judge in question considered that Mr. Ahmed's comments were grossly offensive. But that's, of course, a lawyer's dream, isn't it? What is grossly offensive? What is grossly offensive to me might not be grossly offensive to you.
So the law is not clear-cut, and there are currently no specific laws that govern do's and don'ts on social networking. Chris Allen says that there have been a string of cases, all with very different outcomes.
In terms of the Ched Evans case, where the victim of the rape was named by individuals, those individuals were arrested, they were interviewed, so that was taken very seriously. You hear of rioters, some individuals who posted messages on social media were arrested and indeed convicted, others were cautioned. So it's still early days and the law and the courts are still, to some degree, playing catch-up and, brutally speaking, there's a matter of resources.
As well as foolish comments, there's another side to this problem. The people that go out of their way to distress and upset, often called trolling, it's very distressing for its victims.
Hi, my name is Natalie Farzanay. I'm 16. I made a Facebook account and then this website linked to Facebook called FormSpring came up. You can ask people questions anonymously or not. Within like an hour or whatever, I had like 50 messages from people telling me to kill myself. I'm worthless. I'm a pathetic waste of a life. I'm fat. I'm ugly. And it was just awful. It was horrific.
The vastness of the internet makes it a very difficult space to police. So, as well as the moral question over whether offensive remarks should be prosecuted, there's also the practical debate over how this is possible. It's these kinds of issues Britain's top prosecutor will today be discussing.